This is the Composer's Datebook for June 16th. I'm John Burge. The American composer, Henry Brandt, is famous for his avant-garde spatial music, works that require groups of musicians stationed at various points around a performance space. But hardcore film music buffs might also know Brandt as a master orchestrator of other composers' scores for Hollywood productions in the 1960s. On today's date in 1995, Brandt conducted the National Arts Center Orchestra of Ottawa in the premiere of one of his orchestrations, a symphonic version of the Concord Piano Sonata of Charles Ives, first published in 1920. In the preface to his sonata, Ives wrote, "The sonata is an attempt to present an impression of the spirit of transcendentalism associated in the minds of many with Concord, Massachusetts. Impressionistic pictures of Emerson and Thoreau, a sketch of the Alcotts, and a scherzo supposed to reflect a lighter quality found in the fantastic side of Hawthorne." Henry Brandt had been profoundly influenced by Ives' music long before he got to know the Concord Sonata, but when he did, Brandt set to work orchestrating it. "I sensed that here was a tremendous orchestral piece," Brandt wrote. "It seemed to me that the complete sonata in a symphonic orchestration might become the great American symphony that we'd been seeking for years. What better way to honor Ives?" Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.